very few of them are cured. If you really know the foundation of what it's made of, what it's, how, why it's for, how it works, then it's very important. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I saw it on TV.
Oh, you saw that TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably you can't quite, I mean, I can't quite fully appreciate the scene that's dubbed into Hungarian. But it's funny once you see the sentences. Now, here you're explaining about how you want to build, and finally, here you're talking about the cow dog. Here you're talking about the cock of the ox, and like this. As it is, nothing, you know. No dressing up for the occasion. Exactly. That's kind of surprising. That's a look, but it must not cold. So I didn't have my sweater on. that's cold. Somebody with that. Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. You know, now the question comes, did everybody get enough for lunch?
Yeah, it wasn't sure.
No, these things like that were cooking and eat, you should just sit and eat. Because these things, when they're hot, they're really good. Mm-hmm. When they get cold, they kind of lose something. This one is always because I have to make it, because sometimes I think we're the only one that can flip them, and so then I always end up being the one making the pizza, and that the girls do. I just eat it. Sit there, make pizza 2-3 hours straight. I would hope no more than who's here.
Yeah.
Gandala, she'll be here tomorrow. Oh, I see. Very clever, she just said, keep to be careful. Why should she show up on a goddess here?
Usually
it's amazing. It's such fun.
Did that one become into me?
She said no, because she's got to go become Krishna's Maharaj at the end. But she said the next day she'll come. This is so fun. At first you start goofing on her, and then she gets a little upset, and then she figures out you're goofing on her, then she gets, then she really likes it. That's kind of, so it's something you need to goof on. Liking, so she came by to see what. But then there was something else that said, and then she said, "That's the joke." You know what that was? Oh, maybe like the hand?
What?
Oh, that she's clever? Or about the hand thing? No, what was that? I don't know.
It's just an echo then, it's not actual.
She did her second level in accountancy, didn't she? She went to the second or third level?
I don't know. These levels
mean I don't think. The top is the fourth level is chartered accountant. She definitely didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she did the one just below that, or...
Yeah, she did something.
His point
several
is...
Several years, 3 years.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's not an academic course, she's in the math. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good number. Oh, that was just the empathic thing. Yeah, so that's 8 people. Oh, Manjari might come.
Yeah.
She might come tomorrow.
And Gaur.
Oh, Gaur? What time do you say to come? Oh. Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's in the morning or sometime. Otherwise, I'll just wait and pass. What about that? So that, well, it's Govinda Maharaj, maybe we'll keep it for 7 weeks. That was so funny. No, I don't know the number. Because then there's a different place in the house. Though I think I think I'm gonna get through the place now.
It's always working now because I can't actually pay that bill, so
Oh, should I give you money for that bill?
Sorry?
Should I give you money for that?
No.
Sure, because it'd probably be a lot.
That's okay. We can pay for that. And they said if it doesn't work, all you need to do is just switch it off and turn it on again in case
one day it works. Do you need to pay another? Do you need to pay another?
No, I can just do it there because I don't have the number anyway. The preachers know that we only call them one because they're ahead of us. How many trays do you have?
Trays?
Those plates.
Plate.
With the holes.
Five.
And how many does the oven hold?
Well, we normally just put one because if you put more, we can find a paper you can buy in that it's not the same heat. I mean, it's not reacting the same way, so the one in the middle is good. I mean, it turns out to be the best quality, and then the one at the bottom right. Yeah.
But what if you only put two? The upper one and the middle one?
Yeah, maybe we can try that. But three levels, we can.
Yeah, because the bottom one will be too far from the, probably from the grill at the same time as all the heat will go up, even though it's all hot, probably it's hotter at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But we could probably put things up as high as you can get, and then you can maybe get two in. But the other thing is you won't get the grill. Because the grill cooks the cheese. Because you want the cheese to actually cook.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just melt it, you want to actually pull it and cook. Otherwise, you do one at a time.
Seven.
Oh, so long, so it's not as quick as you.
Yeah, because the
highest
peak
goes like 240. That's all
right,
can't go to
300.
Yeah.
Plus
it's an electronic
one.
Oh.
Cool.
But
it turns out
that now it's
only
a bit slower than the
3000.
Oh,
okay. And then, did you ever look into getting those, the stones?
Only the stone or the actual oven?
No, I mean, you get the oven, that's nice, but I'm just saying the stones, you know, the stone that works in the oven? Because if you can put that in there, as you put in your rack and put the stone on top, then you turn it on and let the stone heat up, then the things will go quicker.
And where
because
do you
it gets, I don't know. They use them for making fireplaces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'd have to put it directly on the stone, and then you need special things to put it on. Because you couldn't use those little things that have to have. So it's probably just easier this way.
Mm-hmm.
But can you put in a bigger plate in this oven?
Yeah.
So do they make bigger pizza plates than what you have?
We haven't seen with the holes, but we used to make pizzas in our regular oven plates, which is about this big. But it's just a normal oven plate, so it's not that special pizza plate.
What happens if you take it and drill holes in it? No, I'm just saying as a thing. Because if it's aluminum, you should be able to drill holes right through it. Because then you can cook a bigger pizza.
Yeah.
Because the main thing is those holes.
Yeah.
So if you just figure out how far apart are the other holes, then you just mark it out and then drill holes. Yeah, something for that. You can keep covering your business.
Okay.
New engineering job.
New dentist job.
Dentist, okay.
New tried it out the hole, but it's not crunchy there.
Okay, because it has to go through and hit the bottom. So the holes are important.
There are some philosophical debates if there is pitta in the spiritual world. Indra Jumna Maharaj said that there is, but there are other opinions also.
But he's opined that there's not. Well, I can refer to a discussion on the same subject in Mayapur between Shatadanya and Jananibas in Pajjana. Like that. Because every time we have pizza, Shatadanya brings this question. I mean, absolutely every time.
Because devotees should know if it is worth to go back to spiritual life.
You're going to stay here for the pizza? Be bored in the Italian thing. So Jananibas said this, is that in Mayapur, which is the spiritual world, then pizza is offered to the deities, so therefore they eat pizza in the spiritual world.
Yeah. Good argument.
But that means that's in the Bomaliva. Just like there's certain pastimes that only happen in Bomaliva, like the appearance, you know, there's appearance and childhood pastimes, disappearance pastimes, also there's pizza pastimes.
How come pizza appeared in the Western world? But, I mean, how come? I mean, it's not an Indian dish. If it exists in the spiritual world as well.
But you didn't catch it. This means Mayapur. That is the spiritual world. So if you offer pizza to the deities, that means there is pizza in the spiritual world, because Mayapur is the spiritual world. But there's different manifestations. So in Goloka they may not be eating pizza, you know, or in Chaitanya's Prakat Lila they're not, you know, eating pizza. But in his pastimes as the Archimurti, then he is eating pizza. You know, it's just like here, Gaurikai is eating, so they're in the spiritual world, so. I think they say the pizza pastimes when they're here.
When devotees asked Shivaram Maharaj, he said he doesn't think so, but then his disciples said that then we'll make you there. Think that.
It's amazing it has become so popular, because it was just made as a four-man's food. One of the histories, because there's so many histories, but one of the histories is that one of the kings or something, or king or queen, put out that what cook could come up with something that would be the simplest, cheapest, and most nutritious thing that they could make, so that all the people could, you know, the poor people could eat. So they came up with the pizza. And I'm not sure if the original one had cheese on it. It was just the bread and the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But I think then one was made, or maybe it was the queen or something. And then one was made for her, and that had cheese on it.
It was margherita.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's where the margherita came, because that's what they made for her. It's just music, it's just the bread, sauce, and cheese, nothing else.
So, basil leaves.
And basil leaves.
To make it the
animation of color. Oh, is that one of the elements of that story?
Yeah, but to please the queen, they do need red, white, and green.
Oh, okay. blue cheese. Roquefort is blue.
What?
Roquefort is blue.
Yeah.
52 white pieces of cheese.
Huh?
There are 52 stars on the American flag.
Oh, I'll see. A couple of pieces. Yeah, I guess you could make an American flag pizza, couldn't you?
Right. Yeah.
I don't remember which colors were. The stripes are red and white, right?
And then
the square is blue, and then it has all the stars on it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That is easy, right? You have a square and then the tomato sauce, and then the cheese just in lines, right? You know, so some places it's sauce, some places it's sauce and cheese. You know. But the stripes. American flag pizza. Well, what's that? Body Shop soap, the ginger and lemongrass.
Mm-hmm.
I have to use that if you like a Thai curry or something. No, I'm just saying in Thailand, when they cook, they use ginger or lemongrass and stuff like that in cooking. It's smell like a Thai preparation. It's nice, but I'm just saying it's funny, it just reminds me of that. But is that soap more soapy than the other soaps? Or are they just making it more concentrated? Or? Because before, when I was in London, I'd have to use much more soap.
Mm-hmm.
To get the same job done. You put a little bit of soap in that one, you can do anything else.
It depends also on the water.
Mm-hmm.
The water is harder.
Oh, okay.
There is less bubbles and less
soap. Mm-hmm.
So
here it's softer water?
Maybe.
Yeah, no, it's true. I see, there's so much bubbles. Maybe, yeah, maybe it's hard to bubble. It's still hard to get off. Yeah, because they put glycerin in this and that. And you know, according to the standard, are you just supposed to, you put it on and that, and then you just wash it off till the bubbles disappear and you leave all the glycerin and stuff on, or are you supposed to wash all that off also? Because bubbles go away quick, but it takes forever to get through. I don't know, there's the slippery stuff on. Mm-hmm.
I just saw the shower chairs are not so good, because even if they clean the bubbles, any chemical they do, and it kind of washes off your the chemical protection of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Soaps kind of.
Mm-hmm. So the best is always these grains and lime and those things like that. I've never seen anything that make your hair softer than using mud.
Mm-hmm.
Use fine clay like that, and the hair becomes super soft and fine. It actually seems to become thinner. I don't know how, but at least effectively, it feels very thin and soft. I remember I mentioned that once, and I think Gorshak, this Gorshak, when we were doing Morris's kid,
mm-hmm.
he was there in my pool, and then, you know, a little short time later, I saw him out in the pukul like that, you know, he had a lot of old blood in his hair. He heard about it, he had to try, and then I came back, yeah, you know, very enthusiastic. There's a mug called Multani Mug. So we gotta try it out. It should also be the same thing. Very fine, like clay. It's like tealock,
mm-hmm.
but it's slippery,
mm-hmm.
like that. And all of them, they use it like that, soap and everything. You can buy it. Now when we start the boys using it, if it works though,
mm-hmm.
I just can't make the endeavor to see if the girls will try.
You buy it at the shops?
You can get it in Calcutta, special shops. You can get it. Some of them have, they already put in the powder. they just mix it with water and make the, like that. The other one, you get them big rocks. You just soak it, and it'll make like that, a paste. And then you just put it on, you get yourself wet, and then you just put it on and rub, and that will take off all the dirt and all that. Like that, yeah, special stuff, what do they call them? Defoliating.
Exfoliating,
yeah. To take off dead skin. Well, this automatically does that. But there's no soap in this, but it doesn't dry the skin or anything.
Mm.
Very, very interesting. I don't know if that's something that all of them are using boys and girls. I know the girls have got to do that a few times, and rub with the oil and then take it off with the chickpea paste. And then other times they do this, it's called bhutan. You take the chickpea and other things like that, and herbs and oils and that, and you make it into a paste and you put it on the skin dry. It's wet, and then you know, do that, and then the winter it starts to dry. From the fourth to the dry, you start to rub it, and it'll fall off. And then you pick it up and it's like a ball, and you start rubbing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the rubbing is like a massage, it takes off the dead skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the skin go into another dimension, it just becomes like shiny. Yeah, I mean, it shines from the side. I've never seen anything. Even your fancy modern speaking of $100, cosmetic stuff doesn't do that. It's amazing. I do it in all my ecstasy, and then I do it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then after that, I do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just grow up. Your parents are doing it, you grow up doing it, then you have to have it doing it. You get it started.
Is it on an
everyday
basis?
No. Once a week. Mm-hmm. Once a week. I was just trying to get into it once every 2 weeks. Once a week, yeah. Yeah, once a week, do the oil and the other stuff. Next week, do the other. Again, you get the henna. The henna. But that started with me right here. That takes a long time. That seems to hopefully when I start up regularly. So the girls always have it. Now the next thing will be to get this other stuff.
I hear that since you mentioned last year that the cold water is the best cosmetics for girls, and many Matajas are using it, this technique, very enthusiastically.
Yeah, no, it does. It's one of the ones that I purposely took, because this is back in the early 80s, I purposely took it out of the puja book as one of the options, because I figured devotees aren't going to get into that, and I think it's stupid. You know, but if I knew what I knew now, I would have left it in.
Uh-huh.
But it says that it, because what it does is it does so many things, increases the intelligence, the seminal body, the skin becomes bright, and makes one attractive to the opposite sex, the cold bath. Like that, so it's so many things, like seven things it does.
Seven things?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention it last year, for the time, but kind of thing in the Ayurveda, it mentions that after you go to the toilet, that if you wash, you know, the appropriate places and the hands, mouth, and feet, then it increases your intelligence, increases cleanliness. Oh, and it keeps away the effects of pain. That's another thing, just that you're always clean. It's the extremities and anything that exudes anything with cold water, then it increases the intelligence. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really funny. Probably because the extremities, all the nerves are in the feet and everything. Because the cold water, you know, does that move the stomach, because that's all the tongue is brightness in the body and all that. If someone was telling me, I haven't come across it, that the women's semen goes into the skin. Yeah, it means the body produces it. It goes, because if semen sits in the whole body, like that, it's in everything. It pervades the whole body. Just the men have a system that will draw it out of the body, so it can be used for procreating children.
And that means it goes into the head and
the brain. Yeah, so otherwise it stays, it goes, because it's a product, it goes into that, there, from there it goes up into the brain. But the girls, it goes out, and that's why the girls have very fine skin, fine features and everything, is because of the semen. Like that, well, boys don't go like that, that's why the mother is not as fine. But yeah, notice all the layers of the body there. And then from the sun we get ojas. That's what means the rightness. Yeah, it's the next layer, it's like the subtle energy of the stomach. Like that. But it actually has a form, I think there's 8 drops in the heart or something. Or maybe more, but if it drops below 8 drops, I think you die. If it's not like too much sex, they drop the ojas and it kills them. That's also the thing why the mothers, when they're pregnant, don't go into certain places where ghosts and other things can hang out.
Yeah,
what?
Ghosts?
Where ghosts can hang out. You know, abandoned trees, crossroads, big lakes, you know, and these kind of things, because the ghosts come and take the ojas from the child. Mm-hmm. So it makes the child weak and doesn't
make it down.
Big lakes. No, it's at noontime. You know, from the it means the normal time when you take the bath, and then when you go for lunch, from that time until the evening bath, that's the time for them. That's what the ghosts do. You know, because after you eat, you don't bathe. You know, when you bathe, you know, when the sun's in the middle, and then after that, and then you go to, and that's when the one. Yakshas, Rakshasas, Gandharvas, you know, that's their time to use the water. You know, you have to hang out there until the evening time when humans come back. That's everything with the Ganga. Ganga, then you can approach any time. Ganga, well, and the Himalayas. There's just no restrictions on it.
How do you think at the school before Woodstock, before Maharaj, Indrajit Maharaj came, lots of the girls were having, like, wake up in the middle of the night, like with these, like a lot of pain in their legs, like the muscle was completely tensed up, and then when Maharaj came, it all stopped for everybody simultaneously. But then last night I had the same thing in our room.
Yeah, maybe it's the way it works on them. I've never had it happen with cats. Just one thing to see that you're, I mean, it's stopping everybody at once, and that's another thing. Just make sure you're warm enough that they're not cramping from the cold. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I mean, if there is something bothering them, then make sure the room's pure. You know, you don't do it. If you need it, it's a problem there. Just, you know, we're not really glowing, not living there. So we're not supposed to be affected at all. But take water, you know, and by chanting the Sringa mantra, just go around and sprinkle the whole room, especially corners, windows, doors, you know, the cardinal directions, up, down. So you can do that just anywhere in the day, you know, so it's pure, like when you clean the room in the morning and sprinkle the water and all that, and the night before you take rest, so if you go to the bathroom, you're not going to leave your room, then do that. You better close it so nobody can get inside. Make sure you don't lock them down. Because they can hang out in the corners, they have corners. Corners and then.
And that happens quite crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Sister's son, remember, we told you that we had to go to these things. We talked about some of them a few times. Even when he was here, he would just like hide behind Peter's sister and point at various spots to say with someone. And,
well, whatever, this is not the time to discuss.
Yeah.
It says ghosts, snakes, and women are attracted if you talk to them. There's a phenomenon, start talking about some lady or that, and just suddenly she just comes. I mean, they don't know, but just suddenly they come. I mean, sometimes they like the environment over there. As you're talking about. I mean, there's too much trouble. We don't have to have one. The dudes sleep over there. Okay. They're tough. They're finding men ghosts bother women and women ghosts bother men.
Sure.
Do you sleep on your back or on your side?
This always happens when I'm on my back.
Yeah, that's another thing I noticed, at least in the aristocratic families and all that, the women never sleep on the back. Because when you're on your back, you can be exploited. If you're on your side, you can't. So they always be on the side and always keep themselves covered. You know, even if it's hot and it's very hot and stuff, they always be covered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll never sleep. They know, like I say, their chest over or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's always there, always sleep covered. In other words, if ghosts go by, you shouldn't see what you look like. You know, like that. Otherwise, because the male ghosts will get attracted and come to the body. That's one thing to do, is always sleep on the side.
And what about the spiders, Maharaj? I heard that they are also connected somehow to.
Not that I know. Maybe it's just because you're wet, they think that's where you're going. Cats more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Cats could be carried, but. Make sure you always clean, go to the bathroom, make sure you wash your hands and your feet. You know, clothes that you're wearing, sleeping on, dirty, has been contaminated. You know, I mean, they're clean, but I just said they haven't been contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make sure the bed's not
contaminated. You know,
eat on the bed. Because even though so many things are dirty, they're you don't mix the dirtiness.
Mm-hmm.
A sleeping mat is dirty, but eating is a different dirty, so you can't mix it. So it's just like you wouldn't eat in the place where the bed's been, because it's unclean. You clean it first. At the same time, you wouldn't put your bed where it's unclean, or eat on the bed so the bed can't be contaminated.
Peter has a bottle full of Radha cool water. So I think it's useful if they sprinkle.
Actually,
Radha cool, Jamuna and Conga mix.
Yeah, sprinkle like that. I would just in general, yeah, I mean, like it's just like we're here, so now you're moving over there. And you should always do one of the things is just go clean the room and then sprinkle some of that water around. Anyway, this is a normal thing.
Washing the feet, can only mean sprinkle water on the feet, or?
No, I mean, well, I mean, it can, but I'd say if you go before when you're back, you properly wash it. Because you better get the heels and everything. Because the color, these things actually can heal. Because they wash your feet, it means they can heal. Otherwise, some people stick their foot in water and just don't catch up. So you gotta get the heat. I wouldn't have dry your feet, don't go to bed with wet feet. Don't put oil on your body before you sleep.
Not even on hair? On hair?
But you have to see, if you don't get bothered, then that's fine. But if you do, then you put it on your head. The oil is on your body,
why is it that like someone can have big fear for certain things, like Shams Tavri, if she sees a frog, she would freak out. I'm very scared of spiders, but so why do we have these things and how can we?
I heard it after the Sri Dananda mentioned Sri Dananda, because there's different hells and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of them are different ones have stuff like that. All bunkers and some hells and some things are called frogs. Subconscious fear.
It's not like a bad life.
I mean, it's something with some previous experience. But, you know, what it is exactly, that's a different other thing. It's not, this is not a real thing to be afraid of. They're always everywhere anyway. I'm not stuffing or hunting the dog.
But Peter never comes across any. We live in the same house.
That's because you already bumped into it. He could possibly walk by it and didn't notice it, and you will notice it. I mean, there was one in my room, in the ledger down there. He moved just like this, and so I'm coming down from the ceiling. Like that. So when you see him do that, you just grab the thing and leave him hanging there. Just take him outside. They won't jump on you and suck your blood out. Wrap you up. I think it would not be fun than having a pet tarantula or something.
It's not really the size, actually. It's not really the size.
Mine are pretty heavy as well, but plus spiders, they seem to have better eyes as far as insects go. I think it's really weird to see like an ant or something that big, you know, can't see you. But the spiders, we have these little ones in my head, but that is pretty jump. The jumping spiders. And the front is like flat, you know, so then they got these round, like, pretend like the front of a Jeep or something. And you get one of those on your thing, and they can see you. You know, looking at you in the camera. If you get close like this, and they'll jump on you. Really fun. Very bold. They can see you.
And they bite you?
No. I don't think he's having any spiders to fight.
You're in Australia now?
Yeah.
Redback, very popular there.
Hmm?
Redback spider in Australia. Very small and very, very dangerous.
They don't kill you on the trees.
It also has red on it. I think it's got a red, like an hourglass in the stomach.
Yes, that's right.
I think it's on the stomach, unless it's on the back. There's a lot of nasty things out there. Yeah, I don't expect the spiders or anything. I mean, you look it up, you know, on the internet. Poisonous spiders, hungry.
Actually, I'm fortunate that we have some huge black holes. And
but it's poisonous?
Yeah, called, I got a friend, Bhagavad Priya Prabhu, he knows nothing about anyway. And he said it's a
wolf spider called.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
But poisonous doesn't kill you, just poisonous means it won't kill you, swell up.
Yeah, not very.
How big is it?
Actually, my eyes are so big.
It
relaxed, so.
Big and heavy, you know.
No, not heavy.
Not heavy.
You know.
It's supposed to use some cold water.
I'll show you next Sunday. I'll show you. I see next Sunday.
Probably around here.
Yeah.
I see.
Too fat to make it all over. Because we have a garden up here.
Thank you.
I'm not sure, it's not actually.
Yeah, it's one thing that's been there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're cool, huh?
Okay,
no. Yeah, but this one, but it's not this one, I don't know.
Those are the two planets, because we just had that in 1990.
you can say
and now they saw the planets, but you can see the planets there. How would you know that if it's over there something's happening? Is there a way to calculate? Means it's just like, okay, you know that these two planets will come together, and they'll have, it'll be like that on the Earth. You know, observable from some point on the Earth, you know, possibly for, you know, some hours. How do you know where they come together and where it's coming, where it would have its, you know what I'm saying? In other words, we're going to come exactly together at some point, and the Earth is going to be moving. So where is the point that you know they exactly come together so you can say this is the spot?
Well, according to, because I have a friend who's a Jesuit, and he's into astrology, he said, according to him, they're just following and just going west, because Saturn is pretty far in the seventh house. So you basically, you only see Saturn on the western horizon just before sunrise or just after sunset. Then it's really dark and then you see it light up. So they're just following.
So well, why don't they go west? They could have followed it when it went east, because you see it in the morning. Because in 2000 I saw it in the morning. Before in the morning you could see it.
I don't know.
Because it was just for a very few short time there.
Yeah.
So there must be some way to calculate, is that, because there must be some places on the planet it's not seen that they would be together, because they're only together at that certain time. So unless they're slow enough that the planet can go 24 hours or 12 hours or whatever it is, then every place can be seen. Like it's shorter that they cross, because they're like a night where it's only like that for, you know, a very short time. You know, so that means you can see it there.
Solar eclipse, sometimes we see it from...
Yeah, here, sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. So, my point is there how to calculate where it could be seen?
And that is the thing, I don't remember the exact thing, it's called a declination, it's a little declination, because all the planets follow this pattern because it's ecliptic, and they don't go past 8 or 9 degrees on either side of the ecliptic.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that sort of declination, some of the star constellations you don't see from some part, like the solar eclipse, you don't see from specific parts of the world, you may see from that. I don't remember the exact rule, but I don't look at that.
Because the point is just how do you say what you can see, because if they're saying that they can see that, they're going west because they think something's over there.
Mm.
Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you could also see that combination in the east.
Mm. Yeah, because sunrise time is set on the east.
Yeah, so that's my point, is why they go west instead of east. Mm. You know, unless the only time it would be there would be there, but then to follow it means they'd have to be going for 2 days, because, you know, then, you know, some say they came from India, some say they came from, you know, like Iran, you know, not like that, or there, something that they came from. They came from somewhere in this village.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I'll see, because it's the rule of declination. I don't know the rule, but I don't recall the exact.
And then you can calculate which planets you can see at which point and which ones you can see.
Mm. Because I guess that's how the Asadis found the Jewish Armenian figure.
Yeah. Yeah, so
right
there's
now it's visible.
So there's some way that you can take it further and figure out.
Because basically it's just like I'm making the calculation, you just have to be able to calculate.
Because
it'll
be,
happen.
Because it's astronomy, it's not astrology, so there's no interpretation. It's just fact, they're either together or not.
Mm.
You know, they see them or not.
Because another thing they do in the south is just they give a name to the 5 cycles that Jupiter does in the 60 years.
Okay, so that also has
to play. Yeah, because in Vedic astrology they don't do the transits for every planet, because, I mean, the moon transits every 27 days and 3 and 8 hours, so that's just so common, it happens all the time, that they have such a big effect on people. But the slower planets like Saturn, Jupiter, Rahu and Ketu, their transits, since it lasts, and Jupiter is just quickest from that center. It takes for Jupiter 1 year to cross one sign, it has, and does it have a child here, so it has a more particular effect on people. So maybe we can get other than Jupiter, Saturn, Brahma and Kepler.
This only has much cover. The Vedic is generally made quite simple, because you know, it's just what's majorly going to work that we can get into so much fun. This is just not something quick. But at the same time, what I'm sure is that even working with less stuff, you can go deeper into a lot of these. They have to have so many things. Because even if you just take what's there, you already have, that's like what I generally don't see so much. Dealt with is the nakshatras that are there, because they must have their flavor. You know, so you're adding on to that. So already, because we have had one book, it's called Buddha Samhita, but it's not, you know, the whole how to read the things.
It's just the different plant and combination.
Yeah, any combination, whatever there is and what can happen, is explained what effect that will have.
And there's also a book, Chamatkar Chintamani, that has 144 verses, and they figure 12 times 12, 144. That gives all the descriptions of every planet in each sign, every planet in each house.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you just study Brihu Samhita and Chamatkar Chintamani, you know basic understanding of interpretation in the two books.
Yeah, because then you don't have to get as much into all the other aspects.
Yeah, because, I mean, what we did in Devarishu Prabhu is very nice, because we did all that Shadvarga and the Saptabhava and the Shadvarga, and we did all the things that I can cut with a chart by hand. That's all very nice, but most of the people, they just don't even need to know that, because it's just so complex. Because he taught some Ganita aspects also, how to calculate by hand the movements of the planet and everything, which is fine, but most people don't need to understand that.
No, yeah. Adults, we wouldn't do that, but for the kids, because they're learning math, they have to learn math. That would be one of the, you know, final tests. So just give them a day, place, and time, and then they have to calculate all the 16 charts and subvolumes and everything you do, because they'll take 3-4 hours to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then they would, you know, they can, one is useful, and the other thing is then they know the math.
Checking out somebody's Chatsuratila, and we're just checking out transit wise what's worth to follow, and we just really agreed on Saturn, Jupiter, Rahu and Ketu, because it was really fun. All devotees who had their parents divorced, when the parents divorced, Saturn was transiting over the second house, family atmosphere, and it happened in Chetra, like 15 devotees, and all the time. And we're stepping us going to the second half, it's really coming for divorce. So maybe we really started, it was so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would say is the others would be subtle, because if you can handle the subtleties of the nakshatra influence, or the, like those groups of the Jupiter, or the 60-year, things like that, then we could always handle that. There must be, each house must have a slight, you know, aspect of the moon, the mental aspect and all that.
I mean, the nakshatra really comes out very subtle, because of the moon being in different positions, being with different vibes. You know, just checking out some things on some nakshatras, and like people who are really like into horse racing or horse polo or all sorts of things, they all have like super prominent ashwa nakshatra. Like, they're just checking out Prince Charles and everything, and all these people are really into horses, and they all have like 3-4 planets of the ascendant in Ashwini and Nakshatra.
Mm-hmm.
And everything like that. Also, when I go to the room, I confess, but I'm late at night, I feel really fine. Really fortunate, I still find you here.
But now you're finding me there. Okay. Oh, you're going with him? Oh, that's great.
What did that say? About birthday, you should call him.
Oh, all three of you are going. Okay, because you're going with him. Okay.
Because I can drop them by the bus that takes them straight to the...
Okay.
The plane that takes them to the...
Oh, so you're going to catch the next time around.
I just give you taxi or not. I'll give you one too, but that's fine. I wouldn't want anything else.